Honestly, I feel great. Obviously, there are some days where I don't feel as good as other days. And I'm so thankful because I feel like I have the tools that I need to like know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and what I can do to feel better. My skin is in just a much better place. My flare-ups happen very, very rarely. And my mental health overall is better. And I feel like I've really, for the most part, regained the quality of life that I wanted to regain throughout this program. And I honestly just feel so much more confident.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. All right, ladies, we're going to be chatting with Madison today, who is one of our past clients. And I bring on ladies from like all different walks of life. So you can hear all the different symptoms that potentially, you may be dealing with. But I especially love your story, Madison, because you were like gung-ho to be like, okay, let's do all of the things because I can't, call in sick to work anymore. I have to be able to function. So I'd love to start at the beginning. Like, what were the symptoms that made you be like, I need to go find help?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, Leah. My symptoms, they kind of like lingered for like several years, but I was able to like minimize them with painkillers and just over-the-counter medicines. But around this time last year, it started with just severe UTI symptoms. And I mean, obviously, like as a female, I've had so many UTIs in my lifetime. That's just kind of like the nature of being a girl, I feel like. But yeah, it started with severe UTI symptoms. And then it kind of just progressed into severe pelvic pain that alternated from feeling like either I was being stabbed or like I was wrapped in barbed wire. And I was taking so many painkillers. Like, I think I was taking around 600 milligrams every 8 hours for about 2 weeks out of the month, which I know was so bad for like your stomach and your liver. And it really wasn't even like helping the pain that much. But yeah, so especially around like ovulation and my period, the pain just like got so, so bad to where like I could hardly wear pants. Like it just would like take me out to wear pants. And a lot of times I would have to go home from work either early or I'd have to work from home just so that I could like lay down and like not be sitting up in a chair because it hurt so bad. And then like the depression set in, the constant fatigue, like I felt like no matter like how much I slept at night, I was always exhausted and I was just constantly relying on coffee, but it was just not giving me the energy that I felt like I needed. And my acne was horrible. And so, I felt like I was, like eating semi-healthy, like doing all the right things, but my symptoms just like kept getting worse and worse. And so that's kind of how, going through several doctors and finding you, that's just how I guess I got here to begin with.
Yeah. So what, had you dabbled in anything holistic up until this point? Like, had you tried anything outside of like over-the-counter pain meds, or were you just kind of like trying to manage life?
Not really. Like, I've always taken like vitamins, and unfortunately I use Google as my doctor a lot of times, and that just like doesn't really work out well. And so I really hadn't like dabbled in anything holistic. But I was taking like AVO, I think it's called the UTI, painkiller and Advil. I was popping them like candy. So that's really kind of, just, what I was like relying on, to kind of get me through.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of UTIs. I have never had one.
Oh,
and I never have one. Yeah. That just sounds incredibly painful to have them that often. Okay, so can you walk me through a little bit of your experience going through the program? Because as you know, we talk about it often that like you have your 90-day cycle. So, you're not going to notice a 180 change in
20 days. You know, you have to make sure that you're giving yourself that time. So what was that like? Kind of like setting yourself up for like, okay, I have to trust this process. I have to like follow this method, but I also need to give myself grace.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of like mental preparation, knowing like, okay, I don't know how this is going to look for me because the diagnosis that I was facing was for endometriosis. You know, that's a lot different than just like having mood swings or, you know, like there's just a lot more that kind of goes with it. And so I just had to mentally prepare myself that like I was not putting a Band-Aid over my symptoms. Like this was like addressing the root issue, which is what I wanted, which is why, you know, I told my doctor, I will not take pills for this because that's really not going to help me. And so it was just a lot of mental preparation and just taking it like one day at a time, knowing that like, you know, I might feel great one day and not great the other day. Like my body was going through a transition period. And, you know, at the end of the day, my like why behind why I wanted to like be in this program was because I just really wanted to like regain my quality of life. And I will say like, it definitely took several months to like really notice a difference. But once I like the first time, especially like my first period where I noticed a significant difference, I literally could have like cried. Like I was so happy. I was like, I can like go out today and like do stuff and I'm not like bound to the couch, you know? So, it's just, and like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. There were several nights where like I was just in tears because I was like afraid that like it wasn't going to work for me, even though I knew it was working. I just had to continue to like give myself more and more grace for the process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was definitely like, there were definitely some highs and lows, but then once I got to the point of like, okay, I can see my face clearing up. I feel like my depression has gone. And then like having my first, like almost completely painless period was like, that was when I was like, okay, like I've put in the work and I'm seeing it like seriously pay off.
Yeah. And what was the order of that for you? Because we always tell everyone, it's like the first thing you're not going to notice is not going to be like painless periods. Like you're probably going to have more energy first, then we're going to have better sleep. And then we kind of like stack. So what was that progression for you?
I would say like having like a painless period was at the very end. Other than that, like sleep was probably one of the first things that I noticed. I do feel like my skin started clearing up. I felt like my appetite came back, like because I used to drink coffee for breakfast and that was it. And at first it was really hard because I was having to wake up and eat breakfast and I felt like I was force feeding myself. But now like I wake up and I'm hungry and I'm like excited for breakfast. And then definitely like, I will say like not feeling like the mental clarity was probably also one of like the first things that I noticed was like not feeling so easily depressed or anxious. Like I was just able to feel a lot more confident in myself. And then also another thing too, I would say like, I was just less bloated all the time. And that was a big thing because especially like, you know, with my work, I wear a lot of dresses during the summertime, but I also do wear pants. And like, last winter and spring wearing pants was just, it was horrible. And so when I was able to like wear pants during the summer and not have it like hurt to like put on pants, like that was like so game changing for me, which obviously that's not everyone's, you know, like they don't deal with that symptom, but that was one of the first things. Like I felt my body like kind of like, I guess I could like feel the inflammation come down. And that was like really encouraging to be like, okay, like I'm doing something.
Yeah. How did you feel? Like, what was your reaction when you first got your first HTMA analysis back, like over your results and then like with your symptoms and your history and everything?
I was really concerned because my levels like were not good. Like between my liver and my thyroid, they were just like not okay. And I was like, there's no other way I would have been able to tell like between my thyroid and my liver how bad a shape they were other than like that test. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately was just like, it was very eye opening. And I immediately was like, I've got to get on these supplements. I've got to start doing some more things. And so that's like when I added in like the castor oil pack and other like detox methods that have helped so much. And But yeah, at first I was a little anxious because I was like, oh my gosh, I've been living like this. And like, but now it makes sense. Like when your thyroid's not where it needs to be, like no wonder I was like so tired all the time. You know, like honestly, it really helped me like connect the dots as to like why I was feeling the way that I was feeling.
There are two mushrooms that have just truly been such a game changer for some of my clients. And I wanted to share them with you because I think that you will start to notice a difference with these as well. We don't talk about these two enough, so we're going to talk about them some more because they're not the I am boosting libido and energy mushrooms, which are fun and exciting. These are the mushrooms that work silently behind the scenes and just change your life. So one of those is lion's mane. I have a lot of clients with Lyme disease and mold, and you know, that can really do a number on our mental health and anxiety and our sleep. And lion's mane is really high in ergothionine, which is very, very useful for helping your brain detox. So I actually recommend taking it before bed. I started doing that, I don't know, quite a few months ago. And I can't recommend it enough. Like, definitely give it a shot and see how you feel with that. If you want more focus and mental clarity, I would do it in the morning. You can't really go wrong. But the other one that I pair it with, so I like pairing these two together, is chaga. Now, the reason why is chaga is known for its sky-high antioxidant content. And what does antioxidants do? What do? They fight inflammation. Now, when inflammation is chronic and uncontrolled, it leads to that oxidative stress, cellular damage. And chaga is literally one of the foods that has the highest antioxidant content ever, ever. And when we think of chronic gut inflammation, inflammatory bowel disease, any type of inflammation, it's fueled by something called TNF-alpha, which is one of your inflammatory markers. And research shows that chaga can naturally lower TNF-alpha levels. That's insane. And I have literally been pairing these two with so many of my clients, the chaga and the lion's mane, and they are just telling me, oh my goodness, my mental health is so much better. I have so much more clarity. My sleep is so much better. You know, they don't feel so in pain and puffy and all of these things. I just, such a powerhouse. Now, you guys know I talk about this. It's so important to make sure you're getting the correct dosage of these to actually be getting these benefits. And that's why I use Aversio Wellness, because most companies out there, they're giving you 500 milligrams, which isn't anywhere near the therapeutic dosage that you need to actually see these benefits. And so Aversio Wellness has such a high extraction ratio with their mushroom, and they use Fruiting Body only. And so I can take one capsule of chaga, one capsule, and reach the therapeutic dosage that I need to see these benefits versus having to take a million of them. So one of their jars of chaga is a 2-month supply. So literally so worth it. Lion's mane and chaga. So lion's mane, they call Focus Now, and chaga, they call Protect Now. It's going to be the blue and the teal jars. So go to aversiowellness.com, that's E-V-E-R-S-I-O wellness.com, and use the coupon code Leah to save 15% on every order, which is literally incredible. Yeah, no, I agree. I think, and the thing I love about the HTMA is we're looking at that cellular level, and we're looking at how is your body utilizing your thyroid hormone. And it's so useful because we can see it on an HTMA where we can bring in support before it would even hit like a glandular level. And with the same thing with liver, we can bring in so much support. And we even just had a client who had really high elevated liver enzymes for a really long time. And we were working, we did her HTMA, she ran a protocol. And for the first time in years, like she sent me her blood work, she's like, oh my gosh, my liver enzymes are normal. Like, you know, after, you know, trying conventional things for so long. And I love that about the HTMA is that it can just help guide you in these other areas. But for some people, like you said, it was like the numbers, you know, were very like, okay, this is black and white. I need to do this because obviously this isn't, you know, something in my head, the numbers are telling me I need more support here.
Yeah. And I like, especially for my job, I look at numbers every single day. And so especially just like reading where it said like this is where you are and this is where you need to be. And there was a massive difference. I was like, oh my gosh, like I, you know, like the hard work really starts now. But especially even like with the protocol that y'all provided and like the supplements and just like the lifestyle changes, that also just gave me like so much more guidance, especially like for grocery shopping. Like you listed out things that I need to focus on eating. And so I did. And so that has been super, super helpful just to be like it's just a good like fallback, you know, like if I'm in my luteal phase and I'm not feeling great, I can look at this list and be like, okay, what should I do so that next month I feel better, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's really, we want you to walk away with those tools. So, you know, you have that ingrained on how you can support your body. Was there anything like as you were going through the program that was like such an aha moment for you where you're like, I didn't know that about my hormones. Should have been doing that.
Probably seed cycling. It took me like a while to kind of get on that train. But once I did, I was like, why have I not been doing this for so long?
Yeah.
Seed cycling. Also, I will say like the switching out all of like my household products for like the non-toxic version. Like I completely switched out my hair care, my skin care, my makeup, like the lotion, because I have very dry skin. So I'm always putting lotion on. And then like my cleaning products down to like my dishwasher detergent. Like I had no idea how toxic everything was. And so once I changed all of that out, like that for me, I was just like, I am feeding my body with chemicals and it's clearly not responding well because my body's sending me these massive red flags. And so it just gives me a lot more like peace of mind and comfort knowing that like, you know, the things that I'm putting on my skin and the things that I'm cleaning my house with, you know, are helping my body and not hurting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never really know what's going to be the easiest for someone to implement. Like, is it going to be nutrition? Is it going to be stress management? Or is it going to be like personal care products? And some people really gravitate to that. They're like, it's so much easier for me to like switch out my hair care than it is for me to like start to balance my blood sugar. So it's like, you know, start with one area and move. What was your favorite part? Because we have obviously multiple aspects of the program. You have private support, you have the community, you have your calls, you have your learning, all of that kind of stuff. But what was your favorite part that felt like the part that kept you going to reach the end to see those results?
I feel like I have several answers for this because I don't have like one thing that was like I have many favorites. I guess like my first favorite part was my coach, Katie. I felt like she was literally like standing beside me with pom-poms, like cheering me on at all times. And that like that was just, I'm very much like a words of affirmation girl. So like her encouragement and her just like continuous support, like really honestly kept me going some days. And just knowing that I could text her whenever and be like, I really need help with this. What should I do? And like, she would, you know, text back and I would be like, oh my gosh, like, yes, that, you know, that sounds great. I also loved the modules, because I feel like I learned so much that I would have never learned from like reading a book or, you know, like going to my doctor. Like and I'm so thankful because now I have this information like for life and I can like, you know, share with other people about like what I've learned. And also it's just like really cool. Cause I think like, it's so important to like understand like how your body works. And especially as women, like understand how our hormones like fluctuate. And so, so I love the modules. And then I also loved like the weekly calls with Caitlin, because it was really cool to hear how all the other girls, like what they were doing, how they were progressing. And I don't know, it was just fun because like everyone, you know, lives all across the country. And so it's cool to like, you know, connect with like people from different parts of the US and just, I don't know, just like get to know each other, but also like know that we have a common bond of like, we're all here because we need to like balance our hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always just love hearing what your favorite parts are because everybody's is different. You know, like some people, they're like, I came on with no camera on the group calls and just listened, you know, like a mouse because I didn't want to show my face, while other people like thrive in the community and asking questions and reading people's things. So it's always very interesting. So where are you at now? How are you feeling?
Honestly, I feel great. I like, obviously, like there are some days where I don't feel as good as other days. And I'm so thankful because I feel like I have the tools that I need to like know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling and like what I can do to feel better. But I feel so much better. Like, I feel like my skin is just like in just a much better place. My flare-ups happen very, very rarely. And my mental health overall is better. And I feel like I've really, for the most part, regained the quality of life that I wanted to regain throughout this program. And I honestly just feel so much more confident. Like, I haven't been like officially like diagnosed with endometriosis because I haven't had the surgery and everything. But, you know, I'm not allowing that to like be my identity. You know, I'm confident because I'm like, okay, you know, like, yeah, my hormones are never going to be like 100% perfectly balanced at all times, but like I'm doing what I can and what I know to do is best. And so yeah, I'm like, I'm really, really happy. And I'm able to like also manage my stress a lot better, I feel like. And I'm just like so thankful for like all the knowledge that I have, because even my friends will come to me now and ask me questions about their hormones. And I'm like, I just think it's like so funny because I'm like, we're all in this together. But yeah, like I said, my pain has gone down so much. Like I rarely have any flare-ups and like my periods are like getting better like by the month. So yeah, yeah. Just on the up and up.
That's so encouraging, but also just so crazy, like how you went through life literally a minimum of 2 weeks every single month, just utterly debilitated and was like, yeah, this is just going to have to be my life. And, you know, it's no hormone works by itself, you know? So it's like when people say I have this diagnosis, and then we add on mental health and depression and anxiety. And it's like, well, yeah, you know, when you're dealing with all of that and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel, like it's really hard to not have that beat you down. And I love how you said that you're not letting endometriosis be your identity, because we do talk about that a lot, you know, about not letting a diagnosis shape your future, because you have much more say in that.
Beef organs are truly like nature's multivitamin, but I'm with you. Kind of think they're gross. I still am a little grossed out by them. And yet I know I need them. Okay. And I use Paleo Valley Organ Complex because it's encapsulated and I don't have to taste it. And it does an amazing job. So I am not new to beef organs. I've used beef organs before I came across Paleo Valley. And I noticed one distinct difference. I know I've told you this, but I'm going to tell you again. I took these. I used to be able to take the other beef organs whenever, and I took these Paleo Valley ones in the afternoon, probably around 2, 3 p.m. I had such a hard time sleeping, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I put two and two together that I had started these. That's how much of a difference I noticed in my energy. So I take them in the morning now, and I have absolutely no issue with it. But what a game changer. Like, if you notice that distinct of a difference, what a game changer in quality. Their beef organ complex has grass-fed beef liver, heart, and kidney. So these are really high in CoQ10. They're really high in B vitamins. And kidney actually is going to naturally help with digestion. So what is not to love about this? So I actually pair it with the essential C complex because vitamin C helps you utilize iron better. So I combine both of these, especially for support in pregnancy. I love them. They're my go-tos. I literally have this on subscription with the beef organs because I don't want to run out. Like I can't run out of those. So I highly recommend, if you are using beef organs or you've been looking into them, but you're kind of grossed out by the taste, definitely give Paleo Valley beef organs a shot. I love them and I will keep using them. They work so well. If you notice that much of a difference in your energy, and I've had multiple people tell me the exact same thing. After a week, they're like, I've noticed a difference in my energy. Go for it. It's nature's multivitamin. Just go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can just use the coupon code Leah at checkout to save 15%. That's PaleoValley. And the coupon code is LEAH.
Like, I'm curious. Tell me your thoughts about all of the nervous system work we make you guys do. Because when we first start, I know everybody's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. It's a waste of time. Tell me what supplement to take.
At first I was like, I think I was a little overwhelmed by just like how much like I could be doing. Mm-hmm. But once I like, I really took it step by step. And like, once I started, especially like the EFT tapping, mm-hmm. and the like dry brushing. And like right mm-hmm. now, my favorite thing is doing like the legs up the wall exercise for like 10 yeah. minutes. And I think like at first I was just like, how is this really going to like help? You know, I was like, is this, you know, okay, I'll try it. But now I'm like, okay, I've seen like how it works. And especially like with my job, like I've been able to like, when I do feel really stressed out, like fall back on those techniques. And so, yeah, I found it to be like very effective, but at first I was a little skeptical, but I'm thankful that I still like, you know, tried everything. And yeah. And I mean, like that's, you know, that's obviously like helped like my nervous system, but I feel like that also has played a big part in like my mental health as well. Just because like when you're not stressed and anxious all the time, you know, you can just be so much happier and like, you don't, mm-hmm. you know, you're less prone to like worry. So yeah, it was very effective. But yeah, like right now the doing like the legs up the wall for 10 minutes every night has been like mm-hmm. my favorite thing. Yeah.
What a good way to like head into your sleep with, you know, more balanced nervous system. Mm-hmm. You are definitely not alone in that. Especially people who love numbers, they come in, they're like, what does my mind have to do with my painful periods or my constipation? And I just always love it when we finally have someone like that will jump in. And we've had people that get rid of migraines doing the visualization exercises, or they finally will have regular bowel movements. And that's the only thing that they added in. I'm like, yeah, our mind is really, really powerful when it comes to that. So what would you say to somebody on the other end, like the Madison before you joined this program, you know, that is feeling frustrated, feels like they've tried all the things, they've been to all the doctors, they know they need help, but also it kind of is a little bit intimidating to make that big investment into your health. Like, what would you say to that person?
I would say like, it is absolutely like worth every penny. And like, it's also okay to like, not go, you know, not follow what your doctor recommends, you know, because my doctor was recommending that I go on birth control and antidepressants. And as easily as it could have been to be like, okay, like, you know, send in my prescription today, I was like, no, I think there's a better way around this, but I just haven't found it yet. And I just kept like researching and reaching out to people that I knew, like were specifically like kind of experienced with hormones. And like, thankfully that's how I found you. And so it's just one of those things where it's like, when you're like, when you felt like, if you feel as miserable as I did and you were like so desperate for a lifestyle change, you know, like you'll press on and you'll find that help. But yeah, I would just say to like someone that's, you know, dealing with some severe symptoms and is kind of unsure like where to look, like just continue like researching, you know, like you have to be vulnerable with people and you have to open up and share what you're going through. And at first it's really hard because I felt so isolated and like nobody could understand what I was going through. And so that was hard, not being like validated by somebody else in that way. But then, you know, as I just continued talking to like friends that I have in the medical field, and then I was, you know, I was listening to audiobooks and then, you know, reaching out to hormone specialists. And then I found you and I was like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I think this is like, I think I have finally landed at a place where like, I'm going to get the help that I need. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, like, no matter how hard it is, like, just keep pressing on, because like, there is hope and you don't have to live, you know, in misery forever. And you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't have to, like, your quality of life and like your well-being is worth every single penny.
Yeah, no, it truly is. And I think that's, everybody's journey looks a little bit different, you know, and we have people that come in and they work in tangent with their doctor and us. And then we have some people that are like, my doctor is just pushing XYZ, and that's fine. Like, that is what they're trained in. Like, I think that's the thing that we forget, is it's like the doctor is helping us in the way that they were trained and with their expertise and where their background is. And then it's our decision as the consumer, you know, to be the biggest advocate for our health and go, okay, this is information and then this is information and I can take all of this and make an informed decision as to how I would like to proceed, which I think is, again, like giving you back your power in your health, because when you have information, then you can make a better decision. So I appreciate you sharing this. So I'm just going to pop, I think maybe it's in the show notes, but if not, you guys can go to bit.ly/HRP free call if you want to book a free consult and you can chat with another one of my past clients and hear about their story. But more importantly, we want to hear about your symptoms, because we often talk about the hormone reset program having 100% guarantee behind you seeing results. And so we want to make sure that we hear your story and hear your symptoms so that we can make sure that we can help you. So thank you so much for hopping on, Madison.
Thank you so much. It was so good to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.